Hey, everybody. This is Laura Ford reporting for Channel 9 on location in Orlando, Florida. This is day two of Tech Ed. The conference has started, so let's get inside and find out what Tech Ed is all about. Okay, what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Chandray Prinsloo from South Africa.
Okay, and what sessions have you gone to today?
Well, more the link, link to XML, stuff like that, yeah.
And what did they talk about?
About link.
is there a highlight that stands out for you?
At this place?
Yeah.
So far, the best thing I've attended have been some of the breakout sessions. The hands-on lab was excellent, but these sessions, these speakers have been fantastic.
I enjoyed a talk on design patterns in dynamic languages. That was good.
I've been looking at a lot of stuff for SharePoint and learning a lot about the new ASP.NET MVC. I'm really interested in that. It's pretty cool.
All right, so you were here at TechEd today. What sort of sessions did you go see?
I went to sessions from web user experience and Windows and frameworks.
Did you go to any hands-on labs?
Yeah, I played with the one for Silverlight where you got to make a lawnmower move around.
Okay.
Yeah, I learned some exciting new stuff about the .NET Framework 3.5 and more stuff like that.
Okay, come here. Okay. Now that I've spent some time with these developer creatures, I've learned a couple things about their culture. First, wearing socks and sandals, totally cool. Two, they love swag.
You're giving away finger darts right here. You see, you take one, pull it back like this, and shoot it as far as you can.
Oh my god, that's so much fun.
Oh, she's loving it. Oh, that's great.
Big money, big money.
You got a pat on the back.
What are you guys giving away?
We're giving away books for people who wear our Code Project bracelets.
Right on. Yep. Can I have one?
You bet you can.
Nice.
A fashion statement.
It sure is. Do you have swag?
We do. We've got screen cleaners, pens.
I'll take anything.
Screen cleaners.
People like me, not you so much, who wear a lot of wax in their hair, their cell phones get dirty frequently. You don't have that problem?
No.
All right, we're here at Italsoft. What do you guys have?
We've got some Sonic rocks here. Italsoft rocks, actually, because Italsoft rocks.
Clever.
They're magnets. They're hematite magnets.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So,
fun stuff.
Well, what do you guys got? You going to give away free stuff?
Yes, we are. We've got a $150 Best Buy gift card we're giving away.
All right. I'll take the money. Can I have the money?
Sure, if you wear a tattoo and get spotted wearing it.
All right, let's do it. I wear the tattoo. I've got a couple tattoos already, so let's put it right here.
And we have a tattoo.
And three, I don't understand anything you're talking about. In ASP.NET Ajax, an HTTP request for an ASMX service that includes a trailing JS, answer A, invoke a web method using JavaScript, B, use JavaScript's eval function to decode JSON input parameters, C, generating a JavaScript proxy for the web service, or D, barfing up dinner. Well, depends who you're asking, really, right? What's the first thing you do when you get to work in the morning? Do you start coding?
No, I don't.
Agile, actually.
And what? Can you spell that?
A-G-I-L-E.
Today I was attending some of the SQL Server tracks. All the SQL tips and tricks on Transact SQL, how to write some simple code, how to do some complex things with common table expressions and XQuery.
Uh-huh. What's a complex thing?
No, it's not that complex, actually.
I'm going to go with static fields, object references, and local variables. No. How about objects, nullable value types, and arguments?
So the XQuery and XPath allow you to just go over that XML really quickly, yeah. Like writing a select statement for tables.
Oh, very, very interesting.
The presenter talked about how you can make a lot of 3.5 features work in .NET 2.0, like link and extension methods and things like that. That was really interesting that I didn't think you could get to work in .NET 2.0.
No, how would you have gotten it to work in the past before you knew that?
I would have moved to .NET 3.5.
Oh, right. The only two that API references that are not SDV call, right. Thought it was the other way around. Yeah, this way it was worded. It's tricky. It's probably output debug string A and output debug string W.
Wrong.
So what else is better about 2.0 other than 3.5? Whatever is better about what they taught you in the class today.
Oh, no.
How do you feel about personal area networks and architectural mining?
Architectural mining, not so sure that that's very applicable to a bat, but that does, no. You know, we do kind of go into the mine sometimes.
Got you. Different kind of mining.
That's right.
0, 1, 2, or 3? 2? Is that right?
That's correct!
Oh, God. I love multiple choice. All right, everybody, that's a wrap from day 2 of Tech Ed. I can't wait to go back and tell everybody what I've learned.